Green agenda, Conservative Party will continue pushing net zero under next leader, minister. By Peter Cattell on July 12, 2022. Britain's Environment Secretary has told climate campaigners that the Conservative Party will continue pushing net zero regardless of its new leader, despite some candidates claiming to oppose the current government's green agenda. The UK's so-called Conservative Party will keep pushing climate-crazy net-zero policies no matter who ends up becoming the group's new leader, the country's Environment Secretary, George Eustace, has claimed. Some climate-crazy Tories had recently expressed concern that the race to replace Prime Minister Boris Johnson as leader would see the party move away from the likes of net-zero, with climate hardliners such as Zach Goldsmith MP saying that a significant number of MPs don't give a shit about the measures despite professing to in public. However, according to a report by The Guardian, Eustace has challenged the belief that such measures could be in danger, with the official saying that his party will have no other choice to push more green agenda policies because they are enshrined in law. "I'm not concerned about net zero, it's law," the minister told a gathering of the Conservative Environment Network, CEN, emphasizing that even if the likes of Sue Ella Braverman, who has said she would end the push to make Britain carbon neutral by 2050, became prime minister, they would not be able to reverse course on the policies. Sue Ella might be saying that, but she's not going to win, he claimed. At the end of the day, it's the law. People will say whatever they think will fire up the base, Eustace went on to claim. Whoever ends up leading will be strong on climate because that's the manifesto. The Environment Secretary also reportedly argued that net zero would continue to be implemented because it's what the country wants, as well as what the vast majority of MPs want. "The direction of travel is there, the policies are in place," he is reported as telling Ken. However, this stands in stark contrast with a claim recently made by fellow Conservative Party politician and zealous green agenda aficionado Zach Goldsmith, who said that while many Tories will say they support the likes of net zero, very few actually care enough to turn around and fight for it. "There are loads of MPs in Ken, but most aren't fighters," the House of Lords member previously said. "Others sign up just so that they can tell their constituents they are members, but they do fuck all and don't give a shit." Goldsmith's claim appears to have been substantiated on Monday, after only a tiny minority of parliamentarians turned up to an emergency climate meeting headed up by government scientific adviser Patrick Vallance. This is despite the fact that there are 650 MPs sitting in the House of Commons and 769 sitting peers in the House of Lords. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.